Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, everyone, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Big day. We have Scott Presler here in town celebrating the birthday of Charlie Kirk in the way that he would. He's out there in Doylestown registering voters, giving away a shirt. By the way, the number of people that passed by and given me a thumbs up, and I had it under a jacket, the Charlie Kirk Freedom shirt, is a hot item. And I think it's a pretty high quality tee because it's not all floppy and all over the place. So YouTube.com/1210. We'll go to him periodically just to see, give you a flavor of what's going on over in Bucks County with Presler there. 4 o'clock today, the president gives him the Medal of Freedom. A couple of people of today have written, the Medal of Freedom, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, was created for people exactly like Charlie Kirk. And again, I'm looking at even the New York Times today. They have a big piece, why so many Gen Zers are drawn to conservative Christianity. And in there, and I've seen this in two other places, they maintain that it's believed, because I don't know how you would have this number exactly, but it is believed that more men are attending church now than women. And there's all sorts of rationales given around that. Could that be so? In your experience, when you go, do you see more men than women? Maybe relatively close, but that's unusual. And this guest essay for the New York Times says that Charlie Kirk, of course, is a major factor. I told you at the rally on Friday, it was a younger group, more so than usual. And it was much more spiritual than usual. As far as the speakers there for Jack Cettarelli mixing it in, it had much more spirituality attached to it than it did usually. So why are so many Gen Zers drawn to conservative Christianity? They don't say it's negative. They give some of the credit to Charlie Kirk. And they talk about this, and several people there, I noticed, that the spirituality is mixed in with politics. Now, some people don't like that, but the people that are articulating this are seeing that if you don't do that, then you're losing out. So there is a political bent to their spirituality. And we saw that at the rally on Friday. We saw it big time. We had Heather Torno on yesterday, who's organized groups sort of like Turning Point USA for older older than, slightly older than college, and how in 3 weeks, 15,000 people in South Jersey are members now. It's astounding. And today, President Trump will tap into that, honoring Charlie Kirk. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is push #1210. Now, my attention shifts a little bit throughout the show today to talk about what the other side is up to. So this Saturday, we're going to see across America, they say across the world, the No Kings Rally Day, meaning Trump's a king, America doesn't have kings, etc. I'm going to play you one of the top organizers in a second, saying what they're doing is as American as apple pie. Really? And I have how they're telling people to dress, what they should be doing if you're coming to the No Kings event. The thing that astounds me is the fact that the suburban component of this, you know, the people being oppressed, you hear the blue cities and all that, there's some of it. But places like Doylestown and Habertown, the resistance signs, what is it with these people in the suburbs? They've gone from being liberal to being progressive now. They're insulated from most of this stuff, but they're the ones that are fired up and constantly attacking Trump. And we're seeing the change here in the Delaware Valley. We talk about this all the time with Montgomery County, Delaware County. Well, Delaware County, I'm looking at an article today, just to take one as the tip of the spear here. Delaware County, Wally Nunn writes at Broad and Liberty, has buried in their budget, which they haven't announced yet, this ticking time bomb of debt. They're going to have to raise taxes again. They just raised them 23%. And then remember, Chester County raised them astounding numbers. What did zombies take over the suburbs? Can't Republicans in Delaware County make a case just on that basis with these radicals that have taken over? They're no longer just liberals in Delaware County. They are stone-cold radicals, and in Montgomery County, they are too. Chester County, I'm not sure. And Bucks County, it's kind of an even playing field there. Sort of. But what the heck happened to these places? So some of the advice for the No Kings rally. A face mask is a great addition to protect your immunocompromised neighbors. But also, they write, to protect your identity. If there's pushback from those who disagree or a news film crew at the event, at least tuck a cheerfully covered bandana into your bag that can multitask to protect your decolletage from the sun and maybe a brow of sweat and be a face mask in a pinch. They're telling people to hide their identities. And these are the good guys. These are as American as apple pie. These are the mamas and papas from the suburbs. They go on to talk about what colors should you wear. Don't wear black. That's like the other side. You're not in the militia. It's a peaceful event, and by wearing neutral or cheery colors, it conveys we are organizing peacefully. This is a great time to wear those political T-shirts you've gathered over the years, add pins to your bag or jacket, rock a statement hat, or a DIY some meaningful attire. Okay, so this is where we are. This is what we're up against, the No Kings rally happening this weekend. All right, now here is, this is the head of the No Kings rally, one of the organizers. This will be cut six. This guy tells the protesters that are happening this weekend, this is the most American thing since apple pie.
And it's also funny that they can't actually say No Kings. They've got to make some other name up for it because they understand it. They say No Kings. How is that objectionable?
Right.
How could anybody say that that's anything other than the most American thing since apple pie? But I do think we have to hold two things in our head at the same time. One, anybody who's been to a protest this year that's been organized by Indivisible or No Kings has seen moms and grandmas and kids and dogs and funny chants, and it was a feeling of joyous power out in the streets. And on the other hand, we've got an authoritarian regime who wants to crack down on free speech. So we should show up in force, and we should take care. We should attend the security training briefings. We should attend the how to de-escalate briefings and trainings. We should do that work so that if anything happens at these protests, we're ready to do it. But if your First Amendment rights are under attack and you decline to show up because of those threats, you don't have First Amendment rights. So if anybody is out there watching this and is like, well, I don't know, I've never been to a protest, or I'm hearing a lot of gnarly stuff from this regime, and
gnarly
maybe I won't come
stuff.
Out. Let me
what?
Tell you, it's going to be fun, it's going to be powerful, and it's going to be part of history.
What? There we go. As American as apple pie, these insulated people in the suburbs wanting to tell people in the city they don't have a right to security, to protection, wanting to say that Trump is a Nazi, that you're a Nazi if you support him. I just would love, you know, I'm probably going to go to one. And you know what question I'm going to be asking? I'm going to be asking about Charlie Kirk. I'm going to be asking about the Nazi stuff. Havertown, Doylestown, the usual suspects. What is it that's propelling it? Well, they feel as if it's virtue signaling of the highest order. No Kings again. This is No Kings Part 2. They did it in June. They're running it back. This is Cut 4. Here's Tom Emmer, one of the leaders in the House, linking this No Kings rally to what's going on with the shutdown. Now, I believe it that Democrats are going to come to the table after Saturday, but they want to show these people at the No Kings rallies they're fighting Trump. And by the way, is it like Men in Black with a neuralizer that somehow or another they have forgotten all these people that told us about peace in Gaza? All the people on the left that told us about that, well, Trump has delivered on that. So why in the world are we not hearing as much about Gaza today? Because they're moving on from Gaza until something happens there. Then they can go back at it again and scream genocide in Israel and anti-Semitic stuff. For now, though, they can't say what a wonderful thing this is, at least at this point, that things are moving forward. All righty, here is Tom Ever, Cut 4.
This is about one thing and one thing only, to score political points with the terrorist wing of their party, which is set to hold, as Leader Scalise just commented on, a Hate America rally in D.C. next week.
Yeah, they can masquerade all that they want with grandmoms and doggies and kids and all the rest of it. But at the core of it, in the Philadelphia rally, the D.C. and things of that nature, it is hate America, at least hate traditional America. They want to replace America. They don't like the America that got us to where we are now. That's what we're seeing. Is that as American as apple pie? No, it is not. All right. So big day today with Charlie Kirk. Now, coming up, we're going to talk with Scott Presler, who is encamped over at the old courthouse in Doylestown. I believe that's what he said yesterday. Giving away, if you can get over there. Charlie Kirk, I'm wearing one Freedom shirts, T-shirts, hats, and also registering voters, and in general, calling attention to this being Charlie Kirk Day. Now, we're not sure, but we think there could be a decision in the Bucks County story of the sheriff, Fred Herron, and whether or not he can join up, you know, in that program to have cooperation with ICE. If it is, we'll try to get to him instantly. I can't tell how that's going to go. It could go that certainly legally, it's pretty clear to me, he has the right to do it, but they're massing over there in Bucks County. Side question today. Henry saw this. We were taking a look yesterday. We happened to see that the Cubs won the World Series, such as it was in 1908. And then again, not till 2016. That is a massive drought. So we are looking for a drought, not a physical drought, but a long dry spell of something or other. Don't think just sports. Try to think outside. That'll give you an example. One of my favorites, I said it the other day to someone at the rally, and they were like, what the heck backstage? That the last Republican mayor of Philadelphia was alive for 3 years while Billy the Kid was alive. Oh, my God. That's a drought. That's starting to match the Cubs. So, you know, I think we're up to 69 or 70, 71 years since the last Republican mayor in Philadelphia. And I would predict there's not going to be another Republican. That's the sign of the apocalypse. If a Republican got elected in Philadelphia, I find it to be, I don't know what it would take for that to happen. Okay? All right, I'll give you one more. A drought would be the Dust Bowl. That's kind of a physical drought when I was looking at this, certainly. Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, how about a drought of the no transportation, selling, consuming of alcohol in the United States for a period of 13 years, from 1920 to 1933. We had a little dark period we like to call Prohibition.
Talk you about know, a dark spell.
When you said that yesterday, historically, I always thought it was only a couple years. You're right. That is a long drought.
Yeah, decade plus.
Decade plus of no alcohol.
Of legal alcohol.
Yeah,
there was
still tons of it circulating around.
Still
a lot of bootleggers doing God's work.
We know that,
but
I mean, yes, legally to be drinking is 13 years is amazing. All right, Andrew, do you have one?
I got a couple. I will take some sports ones off the board.
Okay.
The NFL, the longest drought. They never won a Super Bowl, but they did win a championship in 1947, the Arizona Cardinals. 76 years since the last time that organization has won a championship.
Okay.
And the one of the most obvious ones, the Cleveland at the time, they were the Indians. Mm-hmm. The last time they won the World Series was in 1948.
Right.
They've been to the World Series four times since then. They haven't won, and they were the ones in 2016 who lost to the Cubs in seven games.
That's right. No, was it Tigers, was it not? Or was it the Indians? Okay, either way.
Yeah, it was the Indians, because that was the big thing. Like, both of them had long droughts, and so they made a big deal about it, it was very historic.
All right, that's what we're looking for, droughts of one sort or another. Now, just don't center just in on one aspect. Think a little bit outside the box. Erica Kirk to accept the Medal of Freedom Award today for Charlie Kirk, posthumously with the president. On his birthday, on Charlie Kirk's, he would have been 32, only 32 today. You know, the good die young. Martin Luther King, I think, was only 39, even though people looked older back then, the way they dressed, the carriage. I mean, he was only 39.
Yeah, people were 40 years old with, like, white, gray hair,
looks like he's in his mid-50s, kind of, you know, just as an example. All right, you do that at 855-839-1210, and the No Kings Rally. Coming up this weekend, I think they'll get numbers. What's the point? And who are these people? Well, we played you the one guy. They're as American as apple pie. Really? Is that what they're going to be talking about? Are they going to be running down traditional America, not just Trump? 855-839-12.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Help 10. All right, Dom Giordano show. We'll get to Scott Presler here coming up momentarily in Doylestown as we commemorate Charlie Kirk's 32nd birthday. Alex Pasternak. Alex, if you're listening, you just sent me something on Twitter about, I think you got pretty good knowledge of this, how the Havertown, of all places, she sent me progressive indivisible.org and affiliated groups have effectively divided Haverford Township, Delaware County, Pennsylvania. The protesters coming from there, I guess she thinks, are kind of astroturfish, to put it mildly. Yeah, but places like Havertown, Doylestown, we knew. It's been the capital of the PhD moms forever. But Havertown, this is where we're seeing resistance. All right, before we get to Scott, a couple things. Mamdani is going to be on tomorrow on Fox with Martha McCollum. Now, is that an indicator they're feeling the heat a little bit with Cuomo and they feel they have to show he's not a commie? And they think Martha McCollum is the person on Fox to try to do that with. Bad choice. Martha McCollum, you've seen it before in an interview like this, comes across very well, not as partisan, but she will grill him. That's my sense. Now, I'm still okay if Mamdani, as you know, wins. I'm kind of cheering for that because this will set us up for the midterms. It'll be bad for New York and all, but you're going to see constant heat on the Democrat Party to answer for this guy in large measure. So why go on Fox News after all this time and go with Martha McCollum? Well, we'll see that tomorrow. All right, that's one thing. Now, this guy, Cody Ballmer, has pleaded guilty today. I think it's around 22 counts of arson and other related crimes. He gets 25 to 50 years. Now, obviously, he's mentally unbalanced. But the question still remains, because taxpayers are on the hook for all this stuff. How did he get over the wall, do that damage? How did he get away? And more importantly, it gets to Josh Shapiro. Ballmer, again, has said that he did this for the Palestinian people. He didn't like Josh Shapiro's stance that was pro-Israel. And that's the only area maybe of life that I agree with Josh Shapiro. That he's correct on this, but he's trying to downplay it. He wants to be the Democrat Party nominee. He's running no matter what. And the bottom line is, in order to get that, he has to kind of disavow, put this on the back burner. They hear somebody's trying to burn up his house because of this stuff, and they immediately believe that he's pro-Israel, as he is or has been, supportive of what was going on there, by and large. And this is a huge negative for him in many states like Michigan and others. So Josh Shapiro and the media, the Inquirer, to their credit, did print, that's why this guy did it. So 25 to 50 years for this maniac. But again, the unanswered questions as this continues forward are prevalent. All right, hit us on the side question. Something that's a long time between something good happening, a long time drought, like a Republican winning in Philadelphia. A long time drought of one sort or another. Think of the word drought in the sense of a long time between something that you're going after and it actually happening, if ever.
I have a sports drought.
Sure.
I thought of that. I had to confirm real quick, but I knew it off the top of my head, but I had to make sure. It's going to be broken this season as the Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh will likely win the American League MVP. He is a switch hitter. The last switch hitter to win American League MVP was back in 1971. It was done by a pitcher who didn't even bat.
Okay. Wow.
Vita Blue for the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah, okay.
But he technically counts as the last switch hitter to win American League MVP.
That's the big dumper guy.
Yeah, the big dumper.
Okay. All right. So hit us with that. Doesn't have to be sports. Could be sports. Get in early today and we'll get a winner. One other thing about Josh Shapiro, and that is, and we'll probably have them on tomorrow. We've had them on before. It is one of the saddest stories, and it would be a human interest story. But what I'm going to tell you makes it much bigger than that. We've had on before the attorneys, I think twice, different ones, for the Greenbergs. They're the grieving family whose daughter allegedly committed suicide. That's what the original report in Philadelphia said around that. And so yesterday, a 32-page, there were other medical examiners who came in and said, are you kidding me? She stabbed herself 22, 23 times. That's preposterous. Are you crazy? What's going on here? And they ruled it wasn't a suicide. Now, what's going on here is the Josh Shapiro connection to all this. And there are all kinds of allegations around that. We do know Attorney General. We do know some of the things that he may have taken a look at in this and refused to move forward. So yesterday, the arrogant Philadelphia Solicitor's Office and their medical examiner, in the face of overwhelming evidence, 32-page report, said, nope, it's a suicide. And they actually let off. When I read this last night with Roe, Roe was following this a little bit. It's emotional. They actually said that this woman, young woman who allegedly killed herself, did it because she was so anxious that she was going to be found out inflating the grades of the first graders that she taught. So allegedly, she killed herself over that. Can you imagine? These people in Philadelphia, they are endless. They're going to do what they want. That's what this medical examiner, I'm going to do what I want, and that's it. Blank you. That's the actual language in here. Now, when we get the attorney on, let him. She's got first graders. She's going to be found out that she was giving them higher grades than they deserve, not because of any corruption, just because maybe she wasn't She wasn't hard enough as far as working on it. And that's the reason she killed herself. All right. Coming up, I think that's Scott Presler. Okay. We'll talk with Scott Presler shortly. Here's how you get in. Imagine first graders inflating grades. You kill yourself over that. You're about to be found out. This big scandal. Oh, my God. How did you give Johnny a B+? He's only a C. You know what to do. Fall on your sword here, so to speak. And she actually found more cuts. More, and she said those are just average, everyday type of thing that you would expect. All right, we're going to talk with the, I believe it's new head of the RNC. We got a lot of big elections going on. What's the RNC up to? Virginia, New Jersey, et cetera. That's coming up. First, let me remind you about Dr. Benz. Let's talk about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Benz. Big news from Dr. Benz. I've told you over the years all the great stuff that goes on. But the Benz Dental Group, Dr. Benz and Dr. Cooley Benz, are thrilled to welcome a new prosthodontist to the team, their daughter, Dr. Emily Benz. So that's two prosthodontists now. That eases the burden for you of making your time work with them, etc. Dr. Emily is thrilled to join her father in continuing to provide the highest quality care and solution-based treatments for the most complex dental challenges. Now, I've been a patient of Dr. Benz for 10 years, always happy with all the improvements that I've made. Get on the road to great dental health and that smile in addition to that that you've always wanted. Call and schedule that appointment at 610-272-6949, 610-272-6949, or visit BenzDentalGroup.com, BENTZ DentalGroup.com. Com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, it is Dom time. Of course, the only elections, the really big elections that we have, are the governor's race in off years like this in Virginia and also here in Jersey. But of course, we also have that attorney general race in Virginia. That is mind-boggling. What's going on? Joining us to talk about that and what they're up to, too, moving forward, is the new RNC chair, Joe Gruthers, here on Talk Radio 1210. Joe Gruthers here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, welcome in. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for having me on, Dom. I really appreciate it.
So, Joe, what's the role, first of all, here in Jersey? What's the RNC doing in Jersey, and what's your sense of the race in Jersey?
Listen, I think we have a great chance. I think that, Cittarelli, ran a great campaign last time. He's running a better campaign this time. I think that he is has the momentum that he needs. You know, you're starting to see some more outside help come in. We've been there for over 6 or 7 months on the ground with our election integrity teams and our get out the vote teams to try to make sure that we can help him at the end here where he really needs it. And I know the Republican Governor Association's helping, and a lot of people are coming together, but there's a lot of people on the ground. They're doing fantastic.
Well, Joe, let's go back there for a moment. One of the prime things with our listeners is election integrity. In 2024, here in Pennsylvania, we had Linda Kearns and Scott Presler, and Kearns really made people believe they could vote by mail, early voting, everything else. So give us an idea. Hudson County, the last time, was very suspect. You may remember late in the race, suddenly in Hudson County, they were finding scads of votes, and it was a real shot up until that point. He only lost by 3 points. So what are your people doing as far as election integrity?
Well, listen, that's the name of the game. That's where what we specialize in now, and it's really about making sure we had boots on the ground. You know, when I say people on the ground, I think we've had over six for the last 7 months, and obviously we're continuing to build those okay. numbers up. But what it basically means is we're building the infrastructure and recruiting the volunteers and poll workers and doing everything we can to make sure that we have all the areas that we need to have covered. And that also includes recruiting attorneys, hiring attorneys to be there on election day when issues come up. And that's what we've been doing. So our guys have been spearheading that on the ground for over 6 months. Preparing for the upcoming elections. And listen, we've done this successfully now in 2024, but what we're doing is every single cycle that we go through, we're making improvements and we're getting better. And I will tell you, as a party, we have 92 active lawsuits, obviously not all in New Jersey, but we have had some wins in New Jersey. But we are very confident about our ability to protect the vote.
Absolutely. And Joe, I would just say that is job one with our listeners. And it really worked in 2024. They felt so good about that. Now, Virginia, it looks like it's tightening up for a while. It looked like the Democrat had the edge. And two things, it is not just, Joe, where I sit, the crazed attorney general who really National Review said he, instead of a suit, he ought to be in a straitjacket, this guy. But it's also the other side critical where Republicans are spending their money in advertising. I saw one report. They claim 57% on making the Democrat try to answer the question about men and women's sports, men in girls' bathrooms or boys in girls' bathrooms. The other side still doesn't get it. People care about that, particularly in Virginia, which has been a hotbed of that debate.
Well, listen, they just don't want the indoctrination to occur in the schools.
Right,
they want,
right.
Listen, live your life, do what you want to do, but get it out of the way. You know, don't put it in people's faces. Mm-hmm. And you know, what Jay Jones did and what he said, the fact that he wants to murder children, especially in this environment, even though he said in the past, and it's just coming out. But it shows you the his mental state. It shows you just how bad the political rhetoric has gotten, and certainly that's disqualifying. He should have dropped out, but the good thing about him not dropping out is, you know, we're making gains there, and yes, it's all of a sudden the governor's race may be within reach, and we've had people on the ground there as well. And so it's not only just about making sure it's protecting the vote, it's about making sure our voters turn out and making sure that we're getting, you know, our you know, both in the Republican Party of Virginia, the Republican Party of New Jersey, to be working with them in their ground efforts and their ground game to make sure that we maximize our turnout, because that's what it's going to take for us to be successful. Our voters have to turn out and they have to feel like their vote's going to matter. And that's what we've been trying to do.
Well, particularly New Jersey, Joe, that was the message of the big rally you may have seen that we had in Wildwood with Jack Cittarelli. You got to believe first that Jersey is very doable. It's not a gimme. You know, they're pouring in. I saw a story last night. Now they're spending a lot of money just on the assembly races where they have a huge lead over Republicans as far as numbers. They are feeling it. And that rally the other day was enormous, underlining what we know, that Jersey is winnable.
Well, and the reason why they invest in these assembly races, yeah, it doesn't matter the fact that it's lopsided, they have supermajorities. It's about turning out the vote, and it's about getting their voters stimulated enough to try to show up for loser-type candidates. I mean, if you're a Democrat and you had a candidate like Mikey Sherrill basically not commit to raising taxes and basically doubling down, I mean, my question for the voters in New Jersey is, are they getting their money's worth? In almost every single category, their taxes are the highest or near the highest in the whole country. And it's so if you're facing that, do you want to continue to how do you get your voters to vote? Well, you give them other candidates to try to turn out for, and then have them vote down, you know, up and down ticket. But it's a Chitarelli is doing an amazing job. We're super impressed with what he's done. The ground game, yeah, you talk about Pressler, some of these other guys that are on the ground every day, really making a big difference for us in terms of turnout.
Parting question, with the shutdown, I'm in a camp, and I don't know about you, where the shutdown goes on until at least Saturday when we have this radical No Kings Day. They have to do that to throw the meat to them and say, we're fighting. And then maybe a few days after that, there is some rationality. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, listen, they're going to continue to vote against it. You know, Mikey voted against it.
Right.
You know, the Senate has voted 8 times. I think they're going to vote for the 9th time today to keep the government shut. And yes, just like what you heard last week, they want to keep the shutdown because they think it's going to inflict pain on the president. But what it's doing is it's hurting the American people and the people that rely on the government most. You know, I'm glad that President Trump has stepped up to make sure the armed forces get their paychecks. But what about the seniors? What about these other people that are relying on government funding for a variety of sources? You know, it's the Democrats, it's Mikey, Sherrill, and others that are holding the government hostage for these left-wing extremist policies, including funding, you know, illegal alien health care and you know, taxpayer-funded trans surgeries in Botswana and other ridiculous things, when they could obviously pass this clean CR and get the government going again. It doesn't make any sense. But like I said, for them, it's all about political points. The president's trying to do everything he can to make sure he helps the average American out there.
Joe, where do we go for the RNC? What's the website? Where do we go for more information, volunteer, fundraising? Where do we go?
Listen, just go to GOP.com and volunteer. There's ways you could sign up to volunteer and participate in calls and walks in your area. And we have people all across the country calling into New Jersey. That's how close we think this race is going to be. We've mobilized all of our state parties to try to get out there to help out. But feel free to go to GOP.com. Feel free to email me or to reach out on social media if you have any specific ideas. But listen, we're going to win this race. Chitarelli is a great candidate. We're so glad that he's running again, and he's running the type of campaign that we need to be successful in a state like New Jersey. And Dom, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you having me on, as
Joe,
always.
Anytime, please come back after we win in New Jersey. We're going to be celebrating that night.
You got it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Joe. All right, the new head of the RNC here on Talk Radio 1210. And thanks to listeners, they know, they asked us to come on. So that's always nice rather than, you know, the paper chase here. All right, Scott Pressler better be talking to the president. Oh, he's coming up next. All right, he might have been. He's out there in Doylestown. He is next. And Brendan, Brendan, just hang there. You got a great answer. That's all coming up on the side quest. Maybe even a winning answer.
Yeah.
All right, let me go to Brendan and Chad's Ford here. Brendan, what's your answer here? We think it's so good, we're breaking the code here. Go ahead.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, guys. Love the show. I listen as often as I can. Great job, guys. Next year will mark 30 years since a U.S. car manufacturer produced the number one selling car in the United States.
What was it? Do you know?
The bonus question, it was in 1996, the number one selling car in the United States was the Ford Taurus.
Oh, I've had a Taurus or a Tauri or something like that. Okay, I could see that.
I think my mom had one of those around that time, too.
Yeah. All right, that is excellent. That's outside the box, leader in the clubhouse. Again, that's a long in the United States. All right, Scott Pressler on duty there in Doylestown. He is next here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, feeling run down? Skip the quick fixes that wear off fast. Feel your day the natural way with Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement works at the cellular level to help your body produce steady, lasting energy so you can power through work, family, and whatever life brings. Plus, it supports a healthy heart and blood pressure, giving you daily support to feel your best. Right now, you can get a special buy one, get one free deal. Just use that code MYENERGY, all one word, MYENERGY, when you order Rescue Orasine today. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak with a friendly Rescue product consultant or visit res-q.com. Just enter that code My Energy at checkout. Don't miss out. Double up on your daily energy support with this limited time offer. Rescue Orasine Lasting Energy Naturally. Get it right now at res-q.com. All right, our guy on the front lines over there in Doylestown on the anniversary, the 32nd birthday anniversary, only 32 years of age, was killed at the age of 31. Let's go to Scott Presler over there in Doylestown. Hey, Scott, how are things going?
Well, Dom, I am here in Doylestown outside of the old courthouse, 55 East Court Street, and I am looking at a continuous stream of voters that are walking in to vote in person on demand. And they're signing up right now for mail-in ballots. Dom, we've even had people that we are switching from Democrat to Republican from being out here today. And we've been out since 8 o'clock in the morning, and we will be here until 5 p.m., rain or shine. And actually, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful day.
Well, we will, as promised, go to you once an hour today, Scott, here on a big birthday. And we didn't replay it today because we have you on. I remember when you came on, I think it was the first show, because he was killed later in the day. All I knew was at the end of my show that Charlie Kirk had been shot, didn't know he passed until later. It was moving beyond belief. So when did you start to work with Charlie Kirk, and what's your best, knowing him as a friend, as a colleague, what's your best recollection of him for listeners who never met him?
Well, I first had met him, I think, back in 2018 was when I first met Charlie in person. And, you know, as I've been recalling today to voters that are out here voting in honor of him on his 32nd birthday today, October 14th, the anniversary, is Charlie wasn't just, I know that he had his own show, the Charlie Kirk Show, but it ironically wasn't the Charlie Kirk Show. I would almost say it was Charlie and Friends, that he elevated others. He uplifted others. He brought people with him. And, you know, he had me in Detroit speaking at his conference. He had me in Florida speaking at his conference. He had me on stage. He didn't have to give me a voice. He didn't have to elevate me. He didn't have to bring me along for the ride. But that's the man that Charlie was. Charlie was singularly focused on the mission and on the movement. And I like to think that's how we are here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, too. And we're building a big, beautiful party, a beautiful tent, bringing along everyone with us that is fighting for freedom against government tyranny. And ultimately, that's why we're here today. We are trying to get the base to continue to vote in every single election. So the horrific tragedy that happened just over a month ago, we can use ballots, not bullets, because the world is watching our response right now. And this is how we're responding as a country and as a Commonwealth.
Well, whatever happens, though, that last point, you and I've said that from the first time I met you, both incrementalists down to the smallest race, the importance of that. You have made the Supreme Court race much more money for advertising here in Pennsylvania. You've put it on the map. It is you, no one else, that has talked about this for over a year, I think. Those three judges in one fell swoop, not to be retained. These are usually sleeper races, Scott. So whatever happens, it shows the power of that. Now, I'm wearing the Freedom shirt, and these are very nice T-shirts, Scott. Do you still have any left?
Yes, we have boxes of Charlie Kirk Freedom T-shirts ready to go. Please come on by. And I want to make it clear, you don't have to vote today to get a T-shirt. We're giving them out to everyone. We have stickers for everyone. If you happen to also vote, wonderful. But this is about getting the movement continuing. This is about honoring Charlie. And I'm asking everyone, if you live in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Virginia, Charlie would have been 32 years old today. I ask you, text or call 32 people that you know that live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey or Virginia and get them to vote this November. In honor of Charlie, text, call, right 32 people. I think if every Republican did that, if every Trump supporter, if every Charlie Kirk supporter did that, man, we can win these elections big this November.
All right, Scott, thank you. And where do people find you? Where do they go to find you in a day-to-day?
Well, come find me outside of the old courthouse yes. here in Doylestown. I'm here until 5 o'clock like a crazy person. And I'm going to be out knocking tomorrow in perhaps Yardley, I think maybe Levittown, Bensalem. You can go to earlyvoteaction.com. You can find me on all social medias at Scott Pressler, ScottPressler. And please, today is the last day to register to vote in New Jersey, nj.gov, last day to register to vote on Charlie Kirk's birthday. And I will see you in 1 hour, Dom, or at 1:30 or 2:30 or whenever you decide.
Oh, yeah. We'll check back in with you, Scott. Keep going. Thank you, Scott, very much.
Thanks, Dom.
All right. Special today, special event out there. You want the Charlie Kirk. All you have to do is go say hello to Scott. You don't have to vote anything else. You'll like the T-shirt, and I'm sure you'll be wearing it a lot. Right there at the old courthouse in Doylestown. No Diane Marsaglia spotting yet. Be interesting if she came by and said, bring it on. All right, and the Medal of Freedom for Kirk will be today with President Trump at approximately 4 o'clock. I think they'll be doing that in the at the White House. All right, I really like that. That is a heck of a drought. 30 years since an American car led in America as the best-selling car.
That's crazy.
That is a great one. That's what we're looking for, a drought. You know, the number of days or month that this happened, it could be sports or it could be something like that. The last Republican to win in Philadelphia, you heard mine. Hit us with that. Get in on the side question. Get over and see Scott Pressler. He'll be there until 5 o'clock today with his merry men and women. Coming up, California Democrats are going after Gavin Newsom. Progressives are. Because he refused to sign some interesting bills, all of one class. I'll tell you what they are and why Newsom realizes, even though the base of the party does not, what losers these are. I mean, these are really, really big losers. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.